Dr. Martin Kuiper is with High Point University, and he joins us now. Dr. Kuiper, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Basically, you looked at whether people are going to celebrate Halloween this year, and is it still something that people celebrate largely in North Carolina?
Yeah, it really does. It looks like just over half of people, when we ask them, say that they're going to be celebrating the holiday, about 53%.
Now, how much will they spend on costumes?
Well, it seems like they're actually trying to hold down costs, and this is about what we've seen over the years. About two-thirds of people say they'll spend less than $100 on the holiday, and so that, you know, as individuals, that's on costumes and candy and everything.
So they're going to send their spending down a little bit here. In terms of candy, what are some of the most popular candy offerings?
Well, it looks like people have a tendency to go for chocolate kind of candies, to tell you the truth. The top candies that we've found over the years tend to be like M&Ms or Hershey bars. Reese's cups are big, Kit Kats, Snickers. Those are the top, and they're about 80% of people have favorable views of those.
Okay. And what are some other areas and other candies that North Carolinians have favorable views of?
Do you want me to start at the bottom?
Yeah, what's probably the least favorite? And I'll give it away. I am looking at the list. I would say the least favorite is probably my least favorite as well.
Yeah, you know those orange and black candies that have they're twisted up into wrappers, and they kind of taste like peanut butter? Those are called Mary Janes. We had to actually look that up. And only 42% of people in North Carolina have a favorable view of those. Hmm. Of the candies, that was the least favorable view that we found. But, you know, some of the things, candy corn is controversial because there are people who swear by it, but only about half of people have a favorable view. And Sour Patch Kids. I mean, if you like Sour Patch Kids, you might be surprised too. It's only about half of people, 53%, have a favorable view.
Only 53% like them. Candy corn, I never understood. It had a very bland taste. And if you got enough of it in your teeth, it looked like nicotine in your mouth after you finish smoking. It turns your teeth that color. And I've never smoked in my life, but I have noticed people who do that a lot wind up looking like they've just had candy corn. So that might be one of the reasons why it's not popular in the survey. It's gummy bears looks like it's also not all that popular as well.
Yeah, so, once again, I mean, it seems like here in North Carolina, we can all be united around chocolate candies. Those are the ones in the 80s in terms of favorability.
Now, I do dress up on occasion for Halloween. How many people still do that, according to the survey?
Yeah, it was about a third. There are fewer people who dress up than say that they're going to be giving out candy. It's about half of people, like 48% to be exact, say that they're going to be giving out candy to kids. And then fewer actually say they'll dress up.
So not as many people as used to be.
Yeah, I guess not.
How many, and I actually, I started engaging and watching scary movies a couple of weeks ago because the whole month of October is Halloween to me. How many people watch a scary movie?
Yeah, that's almost half as well. It's one of the more popular things. It's, you know, giving out candy, scary movies, and then decorating houses. A lot of people have put out decorations. About half of people will have decorations out this time of year, they say.
Okay. Now, how many will carve a pumpkin?
You'll have, now I got to go and look at my
okay,
numbers,
I'm sorry.
Right?
That's right.
I had some of this stuff at the top of my head.
Right.
You've gone a little deeper. Carve a pumpkin, that was 37%. So that was, you know, it's not quite half. I mean, it's just a little over a third. And so that's a really popular thing. I mean, we've got a carved pumpkin, you know, at our house. Maybe have another one between now and the day.
Yeah. And I know passing out healthy snacks might be something that people might want to do, too. Of those who...
not that many people.
Really?
Not that many people, Jeff. Only one out of five.
Really? One out of five?
Yeah.
So it's not. So they just figured, hey, it's a holiday. It's one day of the week. Let's give them chocolate.
Exactly. Half of people will pass out candy. one in five will have healthy snacks.
Now, I have seen some pets dressed up as their owners will dress them up in various Halloween costumes. How many people actually engage in that activity?
I don't know if you'd say it's more or fewer than you think. What we found is about 3 out of every 5 people say they've actually got a pet. So 60-some percent say they have a pet. And of those people, about less than 1 in 5, but like 17%, maybe 1 out of every 6 people say they'll dress their pet up. They might. There are another 20% or so say that they might dress up their pet.
Okay. Now, one popular thing I've seen with some owners is they'll put this, what looks like a tarantula on their dog's back, and that will make it look like a tarantula is running at somebody, even though it's really their dog running at somebody. So that looks
It also is, I'm sure, a very popular TikTok video, too.
Absolutely. I've seen that on Instagram a few places as well. So That looks like a lot of fun. Dr. Martin Kiefer from High Point University, always great to hear feedback about what people are going to do coming up for Halloween. Since it's on a weekend this year, I imagine it'll be a lot of fun. And hopefully people will go out and enjoy it whichever that way they want to do. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thank you. No, it is a fun thing, and so that's why we do these questions this time of year.